I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. A state-by-state effort to start using the popular vote to decide presidential elections is growing after lawmakers in Oregon decided to join this month. But as 91.5 KRCC's Scott Franz reports, a challenge to Colorado's membership in the group is picking up steam.
Governor Jared Polis quietly signed the bill to join the Popular Vote Compact in March. Now, a group opposed to the new law has gathered more than 100,000 signatures. They need just over 124,000 before August 1st to ask voters whether they want it overturned. Mesa County Commissioner Rose Puglisi is leading the effort.
The momentum for this issue has not slowed down at all. We have over 2,100 volunteers that we know of circulating petitions that signed up through our website.
If organizers get enough signatures, Colorado voters would decide the popular vote's fate in November 2020. I'm Scott Franz.
An analysis by the Associated Press has found existing medical marijuana programs take a hit when states legalize cannabis. For Colorado, the AP found the number of medical cardholders dropped 19% after legalization. The most extreme change took place in Oregon, where the number decreased by nearly two-thirds. The result? Patients in those states who rely on medical marijuana say they're left with fewer and more expensive options. According to the AP, that scene is playing out nationwide as more states take the leap from care-centered medical programs to recreational models. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.